Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. This is our Sunday edition of the Pinckney Show. And I tell you this, there's so much going on in the world today. And I'm going to talk to my black brothers and sisters today, strictly today. I'm talking to my black brothers and sisters, you know. I want you to know the public is listening to the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. They were working hard to discredit and intimidate the louder voices. We are the louder voices, uniting many local groups. Voices, we are winning this battle. The most important thing is that we have to stand up to all these evil, wicked people. They're around, they're surrounding you, you see. And here's what's important. It's hard to believe, and one day many will hang their head in shame when they realize the evil they have defended and heroes they have ridiculed. God knows. God knows. It is hard to believe that in the year of 2022, we have a county, not only here in Michigan, but we also have a parish in Louisiana. The legal system, disantiquated and racist, was even harder than that no one at the state or national level is taking action to remedy the situation. You see, nobody should be put in prison for a crime that they did not commit. Mr. Victor out of Louisiana will be going on trial. I think it's tomorrow. I'm not sure exactly what day it is, but he's going to be going on trial. And what we have to do, we have to make sure we get out and support this man. Those of you who are in Louisiana, those of you who know people in Louisiana, those of you who can do other things, we need you to go out and support Mr. Victor or get in touch with Belinda Parker Brown. We want to make sure that he has the proper people behind him so that they won't be trying to railroad this man, which they're going to try to do. One thing about white folks, they always believe black folks did something they didn't do. Here in America, they said you have a constitutional right to not to be convicted for a crime you didn't do. But that's not so. Here in the United States of America, this is one of the most racist countries in the whole wide world. And then you have black people out here supporting this racist. Black people. Yes, you do. You have black folk out here supporting racism. Yeah. You know, for a few dollars. They give them a couple of dollars underneath the table, and they support what these folks do against you. Who would believe it? You see, who will believe it? We cannot allow things to happen like this. The court system has never been fair. I don't even know why people, you sit around here and allow them to mistreat other people. See, when it don't concern you, you normally don't care. That's right. When it don't concern you, you don't care. Then your turn come up. You don't have nobody to help you. How that thing go? First they came for the Jews, and nobody said nothing because I wasn't Jewish. Then they came for the Irish. I didn't say nothing because I wasn't Irish. Then they came for me, and there was nobody left right there on really what is going on here in America. You see, they're coming for black folks. They're coming for you. Now, think about this. The young man that was shot up in Cincinnati, Ohio, 60 shots. They shot him 60 times. 60 bullets went into his body. 60. The guy in Highland Park killed 7 people, wounded many, and they took him alive. So, and it's like this all over the country, and black folks not saying a mumbling word because it's not their family. Or it's not somebody they like or they know, you know. All this crazy stuff that we be doing. See, we really our own enemy. Started this back in 1619. And it's continued today. Slavery is still here. We're still slaves. Whether we want to admit it or not, we just have a little bit more freedom. But they're coming. These white devils is coming. They're coming for you. They're coming for your wife. They're coming for your children. They're coming for your children's children. They are coming. That's why it's so, so important that we stand together. What's happening to Mr. Victor is happening to us all. We all part of that. You know, it's him today and you tomorrow. Everything that goes on today affects not only you, but your children. See, they're executing a plan and their plan. And they're doing a great job. You cannot deny the job that they're doing. They're doing a job. They're doing a job denying us and ruining our children. You see, it's like a scientific approach they're using, you know, something that, you know, we can't figure out. We're so busy rapping and rhyming and having a good time that, you know, we can't go out here and build this foundation for the future of our children. We can't do that. We want everything to be about us. It ain't about you. It's not about you. It's about the future of our children. And we need to get that through our thick head. Move yourself out the way and start building for the future of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, because that's where we're losing this battle. Our children right now are out here running wild because there's no foundation. You got to have a foundation. Most of them, not all, most of them, don't have that foundation. We got so many sellouts in our community. Selling out to these devils for what? For a few dollars. A few dollars. It don't make sense. It do not make any sense at all. And we give it to them. And you walk down the street, they think that every single black person in this country would take a few dollars to sell out the future of their own children. Everybody is not built that way, you see. Sometimes there is some people who put their children first, you see. You put the women and children first. That's how you deal with society. And when we start doing that, then we can build this foundation. The man is the head. He's the head. Then you have the wife and you have the children. That's how you build, you see, and make that happen. It's crucial that they understand that. That's why I talk about everything that needs to be said in my time that I have on my show. I make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do to make it happen. But let me say this. I want to thank everybody for all the emails. For the Sambo of the Year Award. I didn't anticipate this many people this early. I know I'm going the whole 6 months. You know, we still got August, September, October, November, and December 1st. We put it together fine. But I'm gonna give you a rundown on how people voted so far. We have had close to maybe 2,000 people to vote so far. And right now, the mayor, Marcus Singer, is leading everybody. He has close to 300 votes for the Sambo of the Year. Give him some love, because he has earned the Sambo of the Year award, just like he did last year. Marcus Singer. He's no longer Muhammad. He lost that title. We will not ever call him Marcus Muhammad again, because Muhammad is a title, you see. That's a name that is given because you have earned it, but he has not earned it, you see. He has not earned anything. And I'm really ashamed of the Nation of Islam. You can just listen to him talk, and you know that he's a Sambo. You just listen to him. Some of the stuff he says is so stupid that nobody likes it but white folks. White folks love it. You know, he's talking our language. He's putting down the black folks. He almost killed the whole city of Benton Harbor. He's our man. That's our guy. I can imagine how many lives he done destroyed. You know, he's our man. He works for us. He don't work for them. This is this guy, the mayor, Marcus Singer. This is what they're saying. They're saying these things. He works for us. So, but he got about, it was close to 300. He didn't get 300 votes. He got 298 votes so far as the Sambo of the Year. And then we have his good friend, Dwayne Cease. Dwayne Cease only got 260 votes for the Sambo of the Year so far. That's right, but they're like brothers, you know. You can put them boys in the same pot and stir it up, and you don't know who's who or what's what. Because they're almost the same. They think the same. They're both sellouts, and they both don't care. So he then comes his mother. I like this part because him and his mama is jockeying for position. We don't know which one of them going to be the Sambo of the Year, because she also has 255 votes already for the Sambo of the Year. She's in there. She's battling. You know, she wants this title because she knows she deserves it. You know, I would like to see both of them come in up in a tie, and we have a runoff. I like to see that for the Sambo of the Year award. That would be huge, you know, and that. Well, let me move on. Then we have Ron Singleton. He's like the silent Sambo, you know. He sits in the back of the room and take notes, and then he sends it to the white man that you need to check on this guy, or you need to check on this black boy, or you need to start doing this to them black folks. This is what I'm talking about. This guy, he's a commissioner, but he's like the silent killer, you know. He's a Sambo. Unfortunately, the people have recognized that. He got 225 votes so far. So we're moving along pretty good. And don't forget, get your vote in. Then we have Judge Mayfield. She got 223 votes so far. You see, she's the one who snatched the baby from the black folks in the community and gives them to white folks, and also send the kids to all kind of mess. I mean, she's been messy for so long, but she's not messy to black people, because black people don't know. They don't know what's going on. They live in their own little world, black people do. They live in their own little world. They live in this little world. And they don't want to go out of that world, because that's why you notice that black folks kill black folks. For some reason, they're trapped in this little world. That's right. So Judge Mayfield, You've been a judge for a long time. She's probably filthy rich, I would say. Filthy rich. And the reason she get paid underneath the table for these babies, for giving away, taking these babies from the black folks. So they got her. It's a channel they use. We don't even know where she might even be. Trapping and stuff like that. She might be involved. I don't know. But as far as I can see, that's what she is. Then we have the Chief McGinnis, who came, and I'm shocked that the more we see black people, they funny folks, you know. And he's one of the main reasons the city of Benton Harbor like it is. But he only got 220 folks so far, even though we've been going for only a week. I am shocked. You need to give that man a little bit more love. Give McGinnis some love for the Soundboard of the Year Award. You guys are dropping the ball. Don't let these people off the hook. These are real Soundboards. They're real. These are real live people. And we got to make sure that they receive their award. But listen, my time is just about running out, so I want to tell you, the way you vote, you send an email to BANCO9342@sbcglobal.net, and you can vote for the four candidates. The six candidates. And listen, this Samuel of the Year, I'm expecting maybe some of these guys have at least 10,000 votes, because in 1 week, we got as many as almost 300 votes for one person, close to 2,000 votes altogether, and that's just in 1 week. And this thing is going to be rolling. On that note, I got to move on and bring in my first guest and let him talk a little bit. I know you're tired of me talking, but I tell you, it's going down. When I say going down, I mean exactly that. It is going down. Let me bring in my good friend Malak. Malak from sunny California, talk to me.
How you doing, man? Let me get a couple of them votes in, man.
Yeah, just send an email in, man, because I was shocked. I could not believe all these folks was voting like this. I like I told them, you know, hey, but, you know, the mayor, you know, I know he's going to win again, because I know people know more about him. They don't know about his sidekick and his mama. They don't know a whole lot about them, too, you see. But they lead the rest of the pack. And then we got the silent guy, the guy who sneaks around in the back room and be doing things behind people back, stabbing people in the back. This Ron Singleton, he's a character, you know. So he's in there. Then we got the Judge Mayfield and the Chief of Police. I am shocked that they're not voting for this guy, Jim McGinnis. I mean, he's a low man on the totem pole. I don't like it. They got to give that boy some love. He's the Chief of Police. Give him some love for this Soundboard of the Year Award. Wow. Listen, I don't know what's wrong with these people, man. They won't give these guys no love. They looking for love. But maybe they're looking for love in the wrong place. Let's put it that way.
Well, you could put me and my family down for five. Hey, Elder Jerome,
okay.
You want to get on that boat, too? That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, after the show, I'll add it up. And look, they voted out. They send emails right now. Good grief, these folks is going nuts. I love it.
Oh, praises, man. I love how you expose people that need to be exposed. When you don't hold nothing back, man. That's exactly what we need.
Well, that's the mistake.
It ain't about his feelings. It's about what he putting out there to do for our people. If it's going to hurt our people, you don't care. I'd rather for his feelings to be hurt than a whole neighborhood of people to be hurt. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And check this out. I'm calling the Nation of Islam out, too, because they know who this is. If they listen to this guy talk, they know he's a sellout, straight-up sellout. So it's obvious they're not listening. And I don't like it. I want them to talk to these people, talk to him, because I love the Nation of Islam. I love Minister Louis Farrakhan. But I don't like what I see going on right now. It's very, very disturbing. Very disturbing. You know,
now,
I remember
you
when
know,
the minister used to come to my home.
Is he a part of their organization? If he's a part of the organization, he got leaders that's over him that can put him in the right category to where he do the right thing for the people. If he ain't doing the right thing for the people, then, hey, we got to call him out.
Yeah.
We got to call him out.
I mean, he just love him. He don't know which booty to kiss, whether he want to kiss Fred up in butt or Governor Wood. But I tell you one thing, he tried to ride with Fred Upton and stab the governor in the back. She called his butt into the office. She told him, I wasn't there, but I heard that she gave him a tongue lashing that he would never forget. You know, this is what they told me. He called himself gonna run. He gonna run for office as an independent to take votes away from the governor. And he didn't really know. He don't know. He do what white folks tell him to do. He didn't know. He didn't have a clue what was going on. So he called himself really doing something. And she called his butt in the office and gave him a tongue lashing and straightened his butt out. Yeah, he's sorry anyway, so it don't really make a whole lot of difference. You know, when you're sorry, you're sorry. You're so busy trying to be something that you're not. You've never been nothing in your life. He wasn't nothing when he was a baby. So you know how that goes. Absolutely. But listen, mm-hmm. I'm tired of talking. I want you to talk to me. You got me. I'm enjoying myself. I'm just excited about everybody voting. I mean, I am shocked. You can't hardly get black people. They can't say they're all black, but you can't hardly get people to do nothing. Yet they're willing to vote for the Soundboard of the Year award. Ain't that something?
So what is the trophy going to be, like a half eaten watermelon or something?
No, he don't get a plaque that looks like a Walla Miller. Yeah, he gonna get a plaque and it's look, check this out. We're gonna have a dinner and everything, and you know, let's say if he don't show up, I'm gonna have a FedEx to bring it to his house so he can sign for it. Or she, it could be the mother son combination. I don't know who's going to win, but I tell you one thing: these Sambos, we definitely put them out there.
That's right.
Yeah, and look, here's the good news: we ain't holding them up either. We don't care about them getting mad and all this kind of stuff. If you're a Sambo, you're a Sambo. So go on, and you know, I should get some Sambo T-shirts for them. So they can wham, you know. We're gonna make a good gift for them. We're gonna do something, you know, for this Sambo.
Hey, that would be nice. Have the shirts all through the neighborhood.
Yeah,
with him winning
the
award,
especially with his picture on there too. Sambo of the Year award. Yeah. Man, this is too sweet to believe. Sambo of the Year award.
He gonna
want to
fight you after that one.
Oh, I'm ready.
He gonna want to fight you after that one. And
look,
then
I don't
again,
take
if
no
you can't pictures. Handle them, I'm on my way.
I don't take no prisoners. You know, you got something, bring it on, brother. You know, because ain't nothing. Because this is what they think. No, what he gonna do? He gonna stick the white man on me. That's what he gonna do. That's how they do. They, you know, black folks, they go run to the white man. Remember in the Godfather movie when the guy folks and Frank Sinatra goes to the Godfather, I want the part in the movie and they won't give it to me, and, you know, crying like a baby. That's what this guy, he thinks these white folks like him, and he going to go there and Fred Upton going to slap him about 10 times. Yeah, you know, everything he called me a Sambo, even though I'm a Sambo, but he called me a Sambo. Do something for me. Right up and act like a man, you know. But you know how it goes. But the thing is that, you know, we have to do what we have to do. And build this foundation for the future, because it's all about the future. We done dropped the ball, man. They got us running around here in circles, man. These guys just doing everything, you know. But you know what? I'm so happy that I was able to expose and blow the whistle on them for this water. and they can't intimidate me. They done tried every trick in the book. They done did everything they could. They sent the police to my house. They made accusations in the newspaper. They done did everything they could, and I'm still standing tall. I told them when the smoke clear, I'll be standing alone. So there you go. So let's bring it on. But look, man, we ain't got that much time for me to talk. I want you to talk, man. You the man. You the man with the plan.
Hey, man, I'm enjoying it too, you know. But yeah, man, I'm very, very proud of you, man. You like my mentor, man. One of the real heroes that people should, you know, really look up to. How you stand up for your community and your people. A lot of people probably that's new to this station probably like, why is he doing this man like that? He's fighting for you. He's fighting for the community. That's his whole thing. He don't care about the individual. He care about the community. His feelings can get hurt all day long, but it's a bigger play in hand. He's just not going after this man for nothing. He's going after this man for the decisions that he's making about the people. That's Pastor Pinckney right there, y'all. So I really I love you for that, man.
Hey, man, you know me. It's going down. Yeah.
And you had said, you know, since we've been slaves since 1619, right? And that's the day that the first slave ship came to America, 1619, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so all this time, we have been beaten, stripped, robbed, raped, mutilated, killed, everything. Like, they've been doing this to us ever since that time that we didn't touch our foot upon this land called America. Right? We just had 4th of July, which 4th of July represents independence of, you know, white people, not black people.
Yeah.
Right? And
right.
you got to look up what independence means, right? Because we got
to
see if we really got independence, right? Because independence is a real powerful word that is being used. Now, they have independence. That's why they should be celebrating. But we don't have independence. And so the word independence means freedom from control, influence, support, aid, or any like of others, right? We're not in that position at all. They are, right? So they celebrating their 4th of July. I actually went to an event. It was like a celebrity event. And, you know, I don't celebrate 4th of July, but we was there to support a celebrity that was, you know, he was boxing in the ring or whatever. But they was trying to give Harriet Tubman an award on 4th of July. And I was like, so the main guy who set it all up, I had to ask him. I said, brother, why would you give Harriet Tubman an award on White People Independence Day?
Mm.
I said, do you know that our ancestors, which is Frederick Douglass, gave a powerful speech right in the midst of all of the tyranny and the racist people that was out there? He went in explaining that he didn't want to have nothing to do with their Independence Day, right? So
right.
In honor of that alone, how he felt about it when him being there, and it was and this was at the prime time of 4th of July, why wouldn't you respect his feelings if he was actually seeing our people get murdered, hanged, killed, mutilated? He was like, brother, we got to take 4th of July out of it. I said, how are we going to do that? All right? There's no way we can take 4th of July out when today is 4th of July. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's like, it's a dishonor to her and to us, right? We are so conditioned to this earth, man. Like, the way that the devil set this earth up, he makes everybody bend to his will without them even knowing it. We don't even know when to stand. We don't even know. We don't even want to stand for us. We don't know what to stand against. We don't know what to stand for. It's sad, right? They just look at it like, I was thinking about the, Elder, what is that abortion thing called?
Oh, the Roe versus Wade.
Roe versus Wade, right? So now a lot of information coming out. Remember, it was a white lady talking about she had got raped by some people, and then they found out that she lied about it and it wasn't true and all that. And this is what gave everybody the right to do abortion, right?
Wow.
Okay, so we know that some cases women might want to do an abortion, right? But in some cases, it's evil, right? But now that they didn't try to take, because remember what they're doing is they're playing chess with you, right? So now that they say that you can't do it, you fighting to do it. You said, I want to kill babies. I want to kill babies. This is what it's all about, is babies being killed. And some people ain't looking at it the way you're looking at it, but you're fighting for some. They ready to kill these babies at 9 months. They ready to kill these babies at 8 months. And so this is where we got to really sit back and really think, where is it okay to kill this baby at? You know what I mean? Is it okay to kill the baby right before the baby is coming out? You're going to say no. Is it okay to kill him at 8 months? They're going to say no because it's a full baby. Then we're going to keep going down the line, and you got to agree to when it is a time for a baby to be killed. You see what I'm saying?
So now
that they telling you that we not going to let you do it, the devil got you sitting up there fighting to do it.
But let me tell you my take on this too, because these people that fighting claiming that it's all wrong to do abortion, but they don't mind that there are people starving to death. They don't want to, and these, you know, both of them go hand in hand. If you care about abortion, you should care about people starving to death. And I don't see them, the ones that actually care. This is something that you divided the country up, because women say, well, I should have a right to do whatever I want with my body. But also, let's put it in perspective. You should care about once a baby is born, that he have food to eat and live on, and not die and stop. Mm-hmm. So it's shaky. Don't care for one thing and not care for the other. That's all I got to say.
Exactly. It's now we you sitting up here ruling. Some of these people were saying that these babies ain't human until they come out of the womb. So we can do what we want to do. And if you actually see what abortion is, what they actually do to get that baby out of there, they cutting the baby arms off, legs off, head off, everything, while he in the womb of the woman. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing, right? And if anything, they should just, like, if you don't want the baby, just give the baby up for adoption. They already doing C-sections where they cut the baby out the stomach and all that? Like, just get a baby to somebody who don't take care of the baby. Like, instead of killing the baby, you know what I'm saying? Because now, if we're saying that it's okay to kill a baby at any time, so now we can kill the baby if the baby out and he's still connected to the umbilical cord. Like, it can go, like, all these different levels of murdering a baby. It's a life being taken. Now, we know that Margaret Singer, she the one set this whole thing up for us to kill our own children.
Yeah.
So she put this whole thing together just to destroy black babies that are really Hebrew Israelites, period. She already knew that we are the most important thing on the face of this planet. She set this whole thing up for us to be destroying our children, and it's been an excellent plan on their behalf, right? Because a black baby, when it's about to be born, boy, that's the hardest thing in the world, because the first thing they want to do is kill it.
Yeah.
But we're killing doctors, lawyers, scientists, activists, we man, all of these babies is important, right? We killing the future of this generation, right? So now
right.
It's time for us to really analyze everything that we're doing right here, right now. We just did a lesson yesterday about COVID-19, right? Remember, when they say COVID-19, these are all code words, right? So COVID is another word for Kobe. You can look this up. Kobe is an abbreviation of the word Jacob, right? That's a pet mm-hmm. name for Jacob, Kobe, right? So it's saying Jacob, and then we put COVID, Corona, 19. So Corona, right, is another word for a crown or a wreath on your head, right? So 19 means the beginning or the end or about to start or need to end, right? So now what we have, we got Jacob's crown is about to begin or end, right? So basically this whole thing is a big code for us to be taken out. So what was they planning to take Jacob out? They wanted to bring in the vaccines, right? And so everybody gung-ho just because the government say take a vaccine, it's going to save you from the coronavirus. They still got the coronavirus, and they still was dying. They actually have a video out right now where they're recalling the COVID vaccine because it killed over 40,000 people. They said usually they would recall it after 7 people die. But it's 40,000 people that died, and it's probably even way more than that, right? People is dying every day. Half of their face is getting Bell palsy, where their whole face is getting, like, they can't move one side of their face, but the other side of their face they can move. It even happened to, what was that singer it just happened to, Elder?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake. Him and his wife got their vaccine, and both of them in the same situation. It clogs up your blood, and we sitting up here preaching hard, trying to save people's lives, and then we got people coming on like telling everybody to take a vaccine. Like this is serious, man. We trying to save people's lives here, man. You can't. People watching the news and they getting programmed because they not woke. You're not woke. Stop preaching. Stop telling people what to do because you're allowing people to get killed. We're trying to save lives here. You see what I'm saying? And so it's many people out here putting up signs and doing the vaccine drives and all this stuff because they program, man. They just don't really truly get how demonic this system really is, right? They actually trying to depopulate the human race. Everybody who took the vaccine, you are no longer considered a human because you got a foreign substance running around inside your body. A lot of them is magnetized, right? We have to start checking people at the door. We put a stone. If you sit up there and get magnetized, we know you just took the vaccine. They ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So now all of the smoke clear up, and now people gonna got to get held accountable, right, for the decisions that they made because of fear. For one, they didn't have no faith in the Most High. They had more faith in the government than the Most High. Think about that. They didn't run to him and get on their knees and say, Father, help us from the coronavirus so we don't die. They ran to the government saying, save me, put this in my arm, and this is where I'm going to be safe at. So now your decision that you made, you got to live with it, right? And I'm sitting up here trying to figure out, you know, little things that I can do to try to help people get that stuff out of their system, because every single day their body is breaking down. It's breaking down your whole organs. It's breaking down your immune system. They even said particles of AIDS is in there. If you took the vaccine, you can't even donate blood to nobody. It's that bad.
you can be watching
like a commercial that come on, right? And don't you have commercials when they be telling you to get something? And they said if you took a vaccine, you are not, you can't take this because it'll kill you. And they got this long little message like going all in. Like, why would a vaccine kill it? What makes us so different from the people who didn't take it and the people who did take it? So your whole body structure is changed. Your whole DNA and RMNA is all different now. Everything is different.
Uh-huh. Wow!
And so,
let me say this. I know I got a lot of folks on the line. I want you to come back on next week, and we'll see you, and give you a little bit more time. So, because we need to hear what you got to say. But we got a couple of people that I got to get on today, and you know, time is short. Maybe I took too much time myself, and it's on me. But can you come back next week at the same time?
Sure. No problem. No problem. Y'all have a blessed one. All praise to the Most High. See y'all soon. Huh?
All right. Thanks, big fella. Jerome, y'all can have a good day. But don't leave me. All right. Let's bring in Belinda Parker Brown real fast because I know she got something to say. So talk to me, Belinda Parker Brown. Hey, Belinda Parker Brown. I can't hear you. Parker Brown, Belinda Parker Brown. Come in, Belinda Parker Brown. Belinda Parker Brown. Huh?
I'm Christina. Christina, say something. Pastor Pickney, I got Christina on here, Pastor Pickney.
Okay, but I can't hear you going in and out.
Okay, wait a minute.
All right, let her talk. We don't have a whole lot of time. We got to make it happen. All right, I guess she'll be back with us shortly. She will be back with us shortly, I'm assuming. Let's see where we at on that. But while I'm talking, while we're waiting on her, don't forget to vote for the Sambo of the Year Award. That is crucial. It is hot. It is hot. It is hot. People are really, really voting. They even voting right now as we speak. It looks beautiful. And don't forget the candidates. You have the mayor of Benton Harbor, Marcus Singer. You got him. You got Marcus Singer. And he can't wear that title Muhammad no more because, to me, you got to earn it. You just can't be go around, walk around here like you're that important, but you're not. Also, we have Dwayne Seats. He's in second, along with his mom. Him and his mom is neck and neck. And then we have Judge Mayfield, Ron Singleton, and the chief of police here, Dan McGinnis. And you vote by sending an email to BANCO9342@sbcglobal.net. Let me bring back in Belinda Parker Brown. Belinda Parker Brown, talk to me.
Yes, Pastor Pickney, I am so sorry. We just left Reserve. That's the Dr. Z's touchdown in Louisiana, and we're getting ready for Reverend Victor's trial on tomorrow. But I have really been enjoying your show. I salute you on, you know, making sure that we select the sample of the year there in Benton Harbor, Michigan. But most importantly, I have a young lady that is a part of Reverend Victor's legal defense team on with us. And her last is Christina. It's 9661. If you can open up her mic so she can share a little bit about what's going to be happening in Pastor Victor's trial and also our press conference on tomorrow. I'm not even sure if Dr. Z was able to weigh in. I was trying to see if she was going to pick me back.
What is her name?
Christina. We got Christina, and then we may even have Dr. Z. Christina, last number is...
I'm here.
Okay, there she is.
I'm here.
I got 985273 on the line. Who we got there?
Hi, Christina Gross. Christina Gross. I am the director of the Louisiana United International Legal Defense Team for Errol Victor, Sr., Reverend Errol Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Dr. Z on.
He has trials starting tomorrow again, and it starts for 9 a.m. We will be picking a jury for the next 2 to 3 days, and he has an amazing team surrounding him right now. You know, Miss Belinda, what do you want me to share on?
Well, I just wanted to let him know that we're all ramped up and ready to go tell the truth, the real truth about what happened with
the real truth.
Yeah, and so that the community can, you know, we are, you know, Christina is a drum major for justice. She's speaking the truth and justice for Pastor Victor in a way that you could not even imagine. And, you know, the name of her organization is That You Deserve Justice. And she's a part of the legal defense team. We also have Dr. Zena on. Her last board number is 844. Dr. Zena is going to lead us out in a powerful press conference tomorrow morning. We have a couple of clergy that's going to be standing with us. So, Dr. Zena, see if you can open up her mic, too, Pastor Pickney.
What's her phone number?
It's 58. The last four numbers is 5844 219, and the last four numbers is 5844.
I don't have her.
Okay. Well,
oh, 5844. Oh, she's 219. Okay. All right. There you go. Dr. Zena?
Hi. Yes,
okay.
Hey,
how you doing?
You again. I'm fine. And you know, Pastor Pickney, you talk about you fight and how we keep trying to, I mean, they did everything to intimidate. We knew from the start it wasn't going to work. But, you know, one of the things that I want people to understand, because she's imparted know-how. I'm hoping you make songs and we can get to is that we're going to hit him, but we also focus on not taking thought freeing people, talking about getting people reparations. We talking about getting people compensated, reimbursed, made whole, because of the way that the system is just used to destroy our lives. And it's the strong ones who do manage to survive and actually come out. But we need more than that. You know, the time is over for just being a nuisance to this system. It's time for us to put an end to this blatant corruption, the weaponization of the legal system, Pastor Victor. And we're in position to do that now. We're positioned to do that now. And so if we want, you know, the runaround that they give us and how they come and intimidate us, you know, we treat that as that's just the way things are and we just have to keep pressing on. But it's time for us to start calling that out because that's criminal activity on many levels. On the national level, it's unconstitutional. It's a violation of human rights treaty. It's time for us to start calling them on how we are being treated and making our cry international for the world to stand up with us and say it's not enough to just free us. We want this to end. We don't want anybody. This enough is enough of this. We all want to be made whole in light of the way we've been treated. So we really hope that you we know you're going to be working with us because now we're going to be mapping out a strategy so that we can bring an end to this. It's enough of being a nuisance. It's enough to get one free at a time. We're getting ready to free them all and get us all made whole.
Absolutely. You know what I'm going to do? First thing in the morning, I'm going to contact my friend at CBS and PBS and tell them about what's going on in the parish. Send me another email with the time, the court, and the address of the court. And I'm going to see can I get them down there sometime this week so they can take a look at this and interview y'all also. Matter of fact, I should have, if I would have known about this, you know, I kind of like knew, but I didn't. Let's see what we can do to make this thing happen. So,
yeah.
You know what?
You know how all this stuff. this stuff comes together all at one time.
Yeah. I know tomorrow going to be a busy day. I'm going to have a show tomorrow at 1 o'clock, which is 12 o'clock your time. Y'all should be at lunch. Why don't you call in and give me an update?
Okay,
and I'll
that
let
sounds
you know
good.
What
okay.
I got in touch with the people at, and then I'm gonna let you know what I got in touch with the people at PBS too. I'm gonna call
okay,
them early in the morning.
Can I make this point, Pastor Pinkney? Because you know your case, what happened to you? You started this pattern of, your case was a prototype of vindictive prosecution, okay? And now Pastor Victor is the face of that. And our evidence, we got smoking guns, and we again, it's not going to be enough for them to just free him. We're going to get that, but they're going to have to give us more. And your case, we calling up the circumstances of your case by calling out what has happened to Pastor Victor. It gets to like putting together a million-piece puzzle, and so it gets difficult to try to sum it up quickly. But, you know, you understand this vindictive prosecution, this using the weight of the state and the power of the state to persecute people and psychologically torture people, that's over. It's time for us to start calling that out in a way that they are held accountable, not just them constantly bringing the bear, intimidating us, incarcerating us. It's enough of that. It's over, and that's not just an emotional plea. We are now in a position where we have the leverage to demand internationally that an end be brought to this weaponization of our legal system. So I hope your listeners are following me. I know you are. It gets a bit complicated, but we're gonna over the next few weeks we're gonna be trying to lay it out so people can follow us as much as possible. And as
absolutely.
I say, with regard to
Pastor
Victor, he has a wonderful team.
Yes, he is. Yeah, and he's a pretty smart guy. I like him. You tell him I say, hey, if y'all get a chance to talk to him, let him know that I'm with him 100%. And what I would like to do, if you get a chance tomorrow, come on, we're gonna get this out here. We're going to get these folks moving and make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to, because it's hard to get people moving nowadays, but let's get them moving. And you definitely got my support 100%. On that note, I got to move on, but you're available next Sunday. Y'all come on and talk next Sunday. I'll give you more time. And we can take it from there. And you and Christine, all y'all, come on, let's talk about it. Let's make it happen. All right, we will talk soon. And I got to bring in my good friend from Detroit, the one and only Marcina Cole. We got this time. We're gonna extend the show just a little bit today so everybody can get in and at least say a few words. Go ahead, Marcina.
Oh. I didn't think I was going to get on. I have an opportunity to do it, Reverend Pete, but... No, I can touch on monkeypox. I can talk on right now what's going on is the escalation of gun violence. You know, you talked about that. That includes the police officers with the gentleman Walker in Akron, Ohio. So we have a continuation of gun violence in our communities involving the police. And we're also dealing with the continuation of police officers across this nation was stopping and frisking, you know, regardless of the Fourth Amendment or whatever. They still do what they do, and that the police officers, they support white people. They don't stop and frisk, pull them over for traffic stops, and they end up dead. What happens with white criminal suspects, they let them go home and have dinner after they did a mass shooting. So, you know, we have a continuation of gun violence, and actually it's worldwide, 700 cases. Excuse me, not 700, what I'm talking about, 500 a day. 500 a day worldwide when it comes down to gun violence. So we're dealing with a lot. It's in our community. It's across this country when it comes down to with the police and the attitudes with white privilege. And I know I can't talk about it too much now, but when I had connected white privilege and law enforcement, meaning overall white people aren't a threat. We are a threat. So when they see us and we're driving on the road, we get pulled over some about a license plate or whatever, and it could end up dead, and we fear for our lives when the police come around. That's totally different when it comes to white people, and white people know that. And so the sentiment is with white folks, well, you need to obey the police officer and you won't get shot. This happened to me yesterday. I was attacked by some white supremacist trolls and basically told me, you know, that I won't get shot if I do what they tell me to do. So they know that the police is on their side, and we have to deal with that. But what can we do about that, you know, to make the changes when it comes down being targeted by the officer? There's white supremacy across the country in these police stations, and some of them will deny that, even though I had, you know, Park, Michigan, and talked about white supremacist cops. And they denied that. The chief police denied it, you know, a black person, but chief police, he had denied it. They didn't have that. So they suppressed what's going on in, across this nation. But the body stacks of black people, brown people, you know, indigenous folks, is out there by the hands of the police. So I ain't got to just tell it, just look at the evidence of what's going on. It has not stopped. You got the Jaylen Walker. He was shot over 50 times. They said 90 times. That's a whole lot. You know, they use him as target practice. And so this is not going to stop. So we got to demand justice for us to save our lives, because we wait on white folks who has the white privilege on their side. They don't care about us getting killed, us getting maimed by the police, because they have the law on their side. The judicial system is for white people, the criminal justice system. We don't have to do a crime, but we serve the time. There's a difference when it comes down to sentencing. It's when it comes down to charging us, allegedly charging us with a crime that we didn't commit, and they want to lock you up. The judge, the prosecutor is against us, to start with the police. They don't even know the law. They take it to the prosecutor and all that, so they, and the judge and the jury, they're all on the side of the police. We ain't got a chance. We fighting so tough that we actually die. The mental health in black communities has escalated with all the stress. We're losing our jobs, the housing. Our blood pressure is up, having heart attacks and strokes because of all what's going on. This is what's happening. We so busy want to dance and do the twerk, but yep, our lives don't matter to other folks, even our own people in our community. So it's a lot to talk about it, but we got to walk about it and do something about what's going on. And then some people say, well, you know, the police should be living in the neighborhood where they serve. See, first of all, the police is not there to serve. They are there to serve white folks. And I hear this a lot with white people. They are there. We got to have the police because, you know, in Grand Rapids, they want to put it on the ballot. Now, I don't know if it's, you know, confirmed about to defund the police. Well, them white folks went so nuts. They actually went on a liberal Facebook page and took it over, just literally took over. And they attacked me because I spoke out against what they were talking about. And basically, they were telling me to go to Chicago. And then one white woman was saying, we got to get our guns together and get them loaded. So they saying all these certain things about what they're going to do with us. The Civil War has already started. It's another one we are
involved in. It's been going on for years. We're not fighting the Civil War. That's the problem. All we're doing is killing each other. Like I said, but that's all we know. See, we got our own little circle. We don't go outside that circle. And by us not going outside that circle, we don't really deal with white folks, most of these folks. And that's why they kill just black folks, kill black folks over nothing. And you see, another thing, the news media calls this too. You got a drive-by shooting is a cowardly act. If you go out and shoot somebody who don't have a gun, you're a coward to me. So that's how it's supposed to be done. We got to stop all this crazy stuff, all this crazy stuff we're doing. We're doing too much stupid stuff, and then we cry like babies, you know. Yeah, remind me of the Godfather movie.
Yeah, yeah.
All these tough.
And we've had in 2022 300 mass shootings. You know,
mm-hmm.
and we got millions of gun owners in the United States alone. We got so many guns that folks, you could be laughing and talking at a store, which had happened recently. Two guys were talking and laughing at a store, and they both got gunned down. Everybody got a gun, and you can't blame it all, talking about mental illness and all this whole country mentally ill, but these people have access to guns. You got some various states that you don't have to have a concealed weapon, a CPL. You don't have to have that. You can have a gun and don't have nothing. So somebody can walk down the street and look at you and just gun you down in your own family. So this is why we got these lax laws, no strict laws, because we're supporting the National Rifle Association. We're supporting white supremacy. White supremacy is basically, it's out there in numbers to eliminate black people. And anybody thinks that that they're supporting a black woman to have to keep their child not have abortion, they've been not informed. What they're fighting for, and I'll make a clarification, is the white preservation of the race of people. It's been established years ago, and white folks will tell you this is why we pro-life, because we want to keep them babies rolling. They can care less about a black person having an abortion or try to attempt to have one and something happened to their body. But the thing is, we must understand what the reason is with those fiends out here. They have all kinds of ways to kill us, and one of them is the police, and another is to supply guns, assault weapons in our black community. Told me the white supremacist the other day on Facebook, telling me to go to Chicago. So basically they have the stereotype that, you know, all the black folks kill each other. They tell my black folks kill each other, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? Stop right there. You black, you white folks kill about over 100 people at a time with your assault weapons. So don't go there with me and stereotype about who I am. You know what I mean? So they have this stereotypical image about our people. So we don't need to get on reels and TikTok and all that to confirm what white folks already felt about how we are. We don't need to be getting up there tap dancing and acting a fool, you know, like Bozo the Clown or whatever, and being out there and they say, see what I told you about black folks when they arguing and shooting each other? They got their stuff on video, blacks is videoing up there instead of getting somebody some kind of enforcement to stop this madness on video. So we got to definitely do something about our own community. We got to protect ourselves from our own people, and we got to educate our black people, let them know our lives matter. If our lives matter, don't kill somebody who looks just like you. You got to love yourself. Apparently, you don't love yourself if you're looking at that person as your enemy. You know, I wasn't the one enslaved you. So now we all enslaved mentally, and then we got all kinds of ailments right now because we're dealing with so much stress with our people to hate our guts. And so, you know, it's the fight that continues. I know I couldn't elaborate and had to cut short stuff, getting mixed up information. But, you know, and I'll talk on another time about the monkeypox, about what's going on, about the cases. And it's not one or two cases. It's probably up to 1,000 here in the United States. So I'll talk about that later. But it is affecting people. You'll see images of people with dark skin. Don't let them fool you with that, because it's people who dealing with that's out here who has monkeypox. It's similar to smallpox, and the first human case was 19 laboratory or whatever, and they saw it, but in 1970 was one human case. So it's been going on. But we here in the United States, we're not really focusing on trying to minimize these type of cases. These viruses out here are spreading, and they're still out here, so we're not being protected. We got to protect ourselves because they all laid back. And I'm just wondering, is it out here to destroy us? I'm not saying I don't know too much about monkeypox. I do know it's through sexual contact, man to man, sexual contact, clothing with people with open lesions on their skin, and they're rubbing it on the sheets and all that, so it can spread like that. Lord knows about what the animals and all that, what they're doing to the animals, humans, or whatever, so they can contract it like that. So, and then, you know, they even said something about the food you eat, the raw meat and all that kind of crap. So it's a whole lot of things that's going on that we don't know about, and then people are dismissing the COVID is gone. And that's a lie. That is a lie they put out there, and, you know, government put it out there, you know, that is, so people are laying back about that, not wearing the mask. Do what you got to do, continue to wash your hands and all that. We got viruses out here. That's right now, monkeypox up to 1,000. They say over 700. I'll say probably 1,000 cases in the United States right now because we're dealing with international travel. They have opened up the doors of various countries. So if you go to another country and you get in contact with somebody who has open store or whatever, and you come to back to America, we freaking hit because they're not doing no testing on virus or nothing. Even in the hospitals, they used to test you first to see whether you got COVID. They let you come on in there. So we going to still continuously spread these viruses, and people are still going to be dying. We just got to protect ourselves and our community, our families, and all this other stuff, Reverend Pinkney. It's a lot that's going on when it comes down to our with our health. It's all connected, between the gun violence to public health, and education, and dealing with our protecting our children. They can't even go to schools now. They're subject to mass shootings by the white supremacist domestic terrorists. And so we're dealing with that, and we're making excuses. And then we come down to these politicians out here. Basically, they don't want to focus on real issues because they might lose a vote like that. So they're just going to talk about the wash issue, not talk about nothing else. But it's a whole lot they need to be pinpointing, particularly about our lives need to be saved, and what are they going to do about this escalation of violence in our community, and particularly with law enforcement. So absolutely, they're not doing anything, absolutely, but they're getting money. They're getting paid not to say anything, and we don't have representation with the constituents in our community. You know, so we have to fight for our existence every freaking day, Reverend Pinkney.
Absolutely, that is beautiful. Anyhow, so listen, I am out of time, but I wanted to get you in. I'll get James in tomorrow, give him enough time so he can appreciate what's going on. But I want to go back to making sure that everybody is voting for the Symbol of the Year Award, and it's simple to vote. You just include the name. You got the mayor here, Marcus Singer. You got the mother-son combination, Dwayne Seats and Marletta Seats. It's a mother-son combination. It's the first time that in history of mankind that a mother and son has ever been nominated for the Symbol of the Year Award. And Agnes, she's the one who created this, and I love it. And also we have Judge Maybelline Mayfield. We have her. And also we have Ron Singleton. He's like the silent killer. You know, he'll stab you in the back, and you never know. He'll creep up on you and stab you right in your back. And that's the way he operates. And then we have Dan McGinnis, the chief of police, who definitely is a Sambo. But on that note, you can vote by emailing BANCO9342 at SBCGlobal.net. I have just got a show today. I have received almost 300. I mean, so many of them that I can't hardly. It's just so amazing. And I know my secretary will have a field day putting all this together. So what we're going to do, we're going to make sure we're doing what needs to be done, staying focused, and staying on top of everything that needs to be done. Because when you have a Sambo, you know he's not only hurting the community, he's hurting our children and our children's children. That's how they operate. So on that note, I got to say goodnight to all.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a regular special edition. You can call in on that same number, 323-642-1559. See you all tomorrow. Same at 1 o'clock tomorrow. You all have a good night.